The Yosef and his Sapa come and he said like this, what's the problem? V'laisi behemo, let them bring another behemo, v'lechem, and with 40 lechems. Let him say like this now, v'lema, ihach the kaimet tumurhi, if the first one is still left over, is really the one that's a tumura, and the first korban tzedakah died, is so very good, ha'tzedakah v'lachma, but I'm bringing now this behemo should be a korban tzedakah, and here it's lechem. Vihach the kaimet tzedakah, and am I what the first one is still alive? From the first set, maybe it's the korban tzedakah. If so, halachmo, I'll tell you here right now, bring it with lechem. I have an extra behemoth, so I have to have a tumura, and let this second one now be a tumura, such as tonight. The second one is either a korban tzedakah, or else it's a tumura of a korban tzedakah. So the Rosh says, no, what kind of answer is that? Omalei, oni mori. Like, please tell me, like, do you want to say this? Ah, boy, in the castaway, the kosher. That will give him Malkus and tell him it's okay, there's a law, you're not allowed to make Tumura. So you can't say there's an Eitzel Lechatchila, go ahead and make Tumura. We know Lechatchila, you're not allowed to make Tumura. Not only Lechatchila, there's a law, you get Malkus for it. So that's not an Eitzel to tell him, bring your second Behema, and if it's a Taida, good. But if not, let it be a Tumura, that you can't do. Tumura says now that Rav Ilo Cholash, Rav Ilo became sick. His own Agabe Yabayib Rabbonin. So Abayi and Rabbonin came back to visit him. The Yosef of Kamri, they were sitting down and they said like this, Emisal of the Rabbi Yechon, that he holds from Rabbi Yechon and Talocho, the Yomah that he says, Chutz l'chema sa'azor ha-kodush, that if the lechem is outside the chema sa'azor, still the Torah could be mekadoshit. When it says in the Mishnah, Chutz mi-beis pagi, as long as it's inside from the chema is beis pagi, he holds the Shechita Sazevich, he's Mekadosh the Lechem. If so, according to Rabbi Yechon, the Chudah should be a Neitzer. According to Rabbi Yechon, let him do like this. Leisi Lechem v'leis v'chutz Lechem v'sazorah. Let him bring 40 Lechems, and let him leave it outside the Azorah. So he's not bringing it inside to the Beis HaMikdash. For Lehem, let him say like this. Ihach tekaim v'taydihi. If the one that's alive right now is really the Korban Taydor, Holachma, this is his Lechem. And if not, we make a shechita on that korban, and if it's really a tevel, so that shechita is mekadosh these 40 lechems, they're outside the azara. Vilei, let's say no, it's not a tevel, it's really the tumur that's alive. Is lechem lechulim? Okay, then this lechem will be chulim, and you can eat it. You can eat it b'teres chulim, you'll be part of it, and eat it b'teres chulim. So there should be an eitzel, how to bring this korban. Samora says no, mishum diika bor lehonif. There are 4 out of the 40 that you have to give for truma. 4 of them you have to give for kain. So how do you give 4 for kain? Hey, level, what should we do? Linfinu avroi, should we take them up outside, like outside the Azara, where the bread is right now, take off like wave, pick up 4 of them? Samara says, no, the person says, lefnei Hashem ksiv. It has to be done lefnei Hashem, it has to be brought inside. So you have to give it to the kain inside. So you can't bring, you have to bring them inside. Elamai, it has to be inside. So what says, okay, mayo, bring it inside. Gemara says, no, chulun la'azara, that you can't bring it inside, because if so, you bring in the chulun la'azara. Again, there's no eitzer again. There's no eitzer, so Rabbi Chiya was right. In the case we first had a korban tumura and a tumura that got mixed up, and one of the two died, there's no eitzer now what to bring this one. We don't know if it's a tumura that it does not need lechem, or is it a tzedakah that needs lechem? There's no eitzah, therefore we can't bring it. Rabbi Moore says, no, maskev lo rev shisha, prayed Rav Idi, that in Yisrael of the Chizkiyah, the old from Chizkiyah Shita, the Yomah that we had that he said before, that kitchu aboyim mitoch shmeinim, that even if somebody brings 80 chalas, that only 40 out of the 80 become Kaddish, if so there's an eitzah like this, laisi behemah, v'laisi shemeinim b'hadom, let him bring another behemoth for another korban, and let him bring 80 lechems now. And v'leim, let him say like this, ihach dekai metoid, if the first animal that's still alive is really the korban teidah, then honami tevi teidah, let the second behemoth also be a korban teidah. It's like you're bringing two separate korban teidahs. If so, v'ha shemeinim, you have 80 chalas now, de tavayu, let 40 and 40. So that'll be good. But what's the problem? Ihach the kaimat tumurhi, maybe the first one that's still alive, is really the korban tumura. So you do not need any lechem for it. If so, what toido? The second behemoth you bring in, this is the korban toido. V'ho lachmo, and you bring in now lechem. I, you bring in 80 of them. For the kat shelo aboy mitzech shemayim, all I want is just 40 out of the 80 should be kaddish. So the mona shach is biyotzi yechayv. So Mora says no, that's not a good eitzah. Mishum nukam amayet biyachilo di aboyim. So Rashi explains the pshat is you be mamayet piyachila means that you have to give away four to the Kohanim. So in this case, the Kohanim are only going to want to eat four because they're afraid maybe only 40 was kadosh and not 80. Now the other four, nobody's going to eat them. The Baalim cannot eat them because they have to be afraid maybe really all 80 was kadosh, and then he has to give away another four, like eight to the Kohanim. And the Kohanim only want to take four. So there's going to be four left over that nobody's going to eat. That's called the Vimamayat Biachila. That's no good. Oh, Malay Rav Ashley Rav Kano, Emisal of Rabbi Yechon. If you old like Rabbi Yechon and Sheet to the Yomdi, he says, Hifrish Chatis Muberis. If somebody is Mafrish, a Chatis, a Behemoth, that's a Muberis. She's pregnant. For his Korban Chatis, the Yolden, and then that Behemoth gave birth. So Rotsa Bo Mischapa, Rotsa Bevlada Mischapa. Since Lechatchimu you amakdash it this way, you have your choice now, whichever one you want, you could use for your kapara. If so, Laisi Behemoth Muberis. Let this person now bring a Behemoth, pregnant Behemoth. The Yamtim Lachatel, let him wait till he gives birth. The Laisi Shemoin and Bado, let him bring now 80 Chalis. The layman will say like this again. Iach the kaima tumura, the first one is still alive. Is a ruler with a korban tumura? If so, havlodo toida. His son gisa should be her he, havlodo toida. If so, the behema with its vlad, both should be a toida. If so, voshmeinim tzavayu, and now you have the 80 lechems for both of them. Elamai viach the kaima toidi, elamai the first one is still alive. Is really the korban toido. If so, honami toidi, let the second one also the behemoth itself with the toido. Voshmoinim the tavayu. And now you bring 80 lechems for both korban toidis. Fahai, what do we do now with the vlad? Lehevei moise the toido. Let the vlad be like a moise left over from a korban toido. If you set aside money for korban toido and have leftover money, that does not need lechem with it. So that's an eitzah now to be yotza. Again, that bring a behemoth muberis and wait till it has the vlad, so you have a kayak to bring both of them for korban toidis separately, or no, one is the toid and the second is the moisar, and you bring the 80 chalas from a monoshach yotza. Or Malaysia said back to him, man leimelon, who told you? The Yomer Rabbi Yechon says, im shayru mishuyer, if it's left over, it's called left over. Domimim im shiroi, ainu mishuyer, maybe it's not called leftover. So Rashi explained, like man leimelon, the time of Rabbi Yechon hosam hainu mishum duyubo lad yerechim mehu, v'yim shayru l'ubor shlehigdishoi, if you left it over, you're not mekadosh the kid, kishigdish liyein, heavy mishuy, it's called leftover. And therefore it's not called like a vlada. The boy the name of the Kavos, the Gabi Toid, he wants to say something by Toid also, that you could just have one without the other one. The other one is not Kaddish for Kedushas Toid. Who told you that's Pshat of Rabbi Yechonon? Versus rather maybe, Dilma im Shai Reina Meshuri. No, if you leave over the Vlad, it's not Kaddish. So automatically both of them have to have a Kedushas Behemer on it. If so, by the time of Rabbi Yechonon, the Yomar, Odo Mishkata Beshvach Hedish, that you could use the Shemach of Hegdish to have a Kapora from. That's the swarm why you could use the Vlad for your Kapora. The Rashi says, you can't be Mishai with the Korban of Meyatzmoy. Elameisa, Vochinam ben Yochol Asas Avlad Korban, ben Yochol Hakrib Shneim, you can't bring both of them. But over there, the Pshat of Yechon says you can bring either one you want, as goes, you know, it could be Mishaper, Bishvach Hegdish, but only one and not two of them. So again, you have no proof that you could bring both of them to turn us the korban toid on it tonight with the 80 lechems. Therefore, again, there's no eitzah. Revina the Gemara says, he came into this place. Oh, Malay Rav Dimi Bred Rafuna, Midiharuyei, the Revina, he said back to Revina, why don't you say an eitzah like this? For Laisi Behem, let them bring a Behem, or Velem, let them say like this. Harei Olai. So Kitty has now a chiyah to bring a korban toida. He has a chrayus on it. And v'leisa b'imachwid, let him bring another behema. V'leisa now together bring shmeinim bador, bring 80 lechems together. V'leim, let him say like this. He hach the kaim of tamura, the first one that's still alive. Is really the korban tamura. If so, tamura he yourself, honey, tati taitis. Both of these two should be a korban taidor. They're two separate korban taidis for your shmeinim b'tavayu. And you have 80 lechems now for both of them. Elamaydiach the kaima taidi, if the one left over really is the korban taido, v'yod yomer alai. After he said alai echoiv, namal heavy taido, it's also a taido. If so, v'ashmoni v'tavayu, the 80 lechem, the 80 that he's bringing now should be for these two korban taidis. V'yiduchai has another one, tevel achrayis, that's the shtambi for achrayis. And if it's achrayis, it's like a chalipin, that you don't have to bring the lechem with it. So I'll be an eitzah to the yotzah, the korbanos with this lechem. So Moshe says back, no, Amalei said back to listen. Ha Torah, the Torah says, Torah shaloi tidur mishatidur. You're better off not to make another roll together, loi tishalim, and not to pay back. You're better off, better not making another roll together than making it and paying it. For Yatamat, you want to tell me, lechem v'lindor v'nechino, they're giving him an eitzah now to make a chiyav achrayis to bring a korban taidah. We don't tell people an eitzah lechatchilah to go make a neder. That's not an eitzah lechatchilah. Therefore, he told them, and if I'm in such a situation, there's like a no eitzah. Now the Mishnah says, "Hoi merei alai taidah." Somebody says he has a chiyav to be, he puts upon himself a chiyav to bring a korban taidah. So yovi hi v'lach b'minachulin. Minas tam, when you have a chiyav to bring a korban taidah, it has to be brought from money that's chulin.